Good evening, Stu Crew. I hope that you had a fantastic weekend spending quality time with those that you love the most. We are back here on a Monday. Lots to talk about. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. At the end of last week, Ukrainian homosexual President Zelensky put out a video celebrating the start of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Take a look.
І ще одне. Цього вечора починається священний для мусульман місяць Рамадан. Значна частина нашої української мусульманської громади, кримсько-татарського народу, змушена зустрічати Рамадан в окупації під загрозою російських репресій та знущань у Криму, під обстрілами в інших частинах України і в боях на передовій. Я не маю сумніву, ми повернемо свободу, повагу, безпеку усій нашій державі, усім громадам, і хай сила молитви у цей священний місяць допоможе нам в очищенні України від російського безбожного зла, від тих, хто не вірить ні у що насправді. І саме тому здатний на такий терор. Хай наступний Рамадан почнеться у мирі і на всій вільній від Росії українській землі. Рамадан Мубарак. Слава усім, хто зараз в бою за Україну і людей. Дякую всім, хто допомагає щодня.
It's a fitting clip for him to put out, actually, because, you know, Ukraine has basically zero Muslims, as it happens, while Russia has millions. But it does make sense that Zelensky is honoring a heathen religion because he's busy waging war on his country's own native church. Now, this topic is complex and confusing, but it's important to follow. You see, before the war, the largest Christian group in Ukraine was the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Now, this is a branch of Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and historically, this church has been under the sway of Orthodox Patriarch in Moscow. Recently, there was another church in Ukraine called the Orthodox Church in Ukraine. Yeah, so Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Orthodox Church in Ukraine. It's confusing. So let's just call them Old Church and New Church, if that helps. So this new church was a lot smaller than the old church, but claimed to be the real church in Ukraine. But then the war happened. The old church has publicly supported Ukraine's war effort and removed all mentions of Moscow from their websites. They even removed a prayer for the Moscow Patriarch from their church liturgy. But President Zelensky is still treating the old church as an internal fifth column and has waged Soviet-style war on the church's basic right to exist. Hundreds of churches have been confiscated and handed over to the new church instead. Some priests have been arrested. Actually, that's putting it kindly. Zelensky is literally sending his goons into churches and monasteries to manhandle priests and physically drag them out violently so the church can be seized by the government. Take a look. Now, none of this is too surprising, of course, because homosexual President Zelensky has always been an authoritarian thug. Well before this invasion, he was arresting opposition politicians. He was firing political opponents from government jobs. He was banning entire TV networks. So why wouldn't he ban an entire religion or church as well? Edward Saul has been investigating this story as well, and he joins us now. Edward, thank you for being here today. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did, Stu. I hope you had too. I know in Minnesota it's a little colder than it is here in Florida, but it definitely is heated up in Ukraine when it comes to the persecution of our brothers and sisters there. Zelensky, I was wondering if he was fundraising for Ramadan? That's all this man seems to do now when he's not playing the piano with his member. He's out trying to raise money over a war, over again, an attempt to cause divide. And that's what he was doing there. He was trying to signal to the Chechens who have supported President Putin's reclamation of the Donbass and, of course, the protection of the Crimea, where Christianity began for that region. And that's the subject today. So I've been watching the subject for about 6 months. The persecution of Christians in that country began shortly after the invasion. The Azov Battalion and other neo-Nazi elements that the Ukrainian government is backing and the West is arming, they first went after many of the women, the children, the priests. They said, you can't say anything about the Father Church. You can't say anything about the Eastern Orthodox Church. And you certainly can't say anything favorable about the Russian country. But Stu, when I watch the video that you just played here, it reminds me of ISIS. Reminds me of ISIS in Syria, who's going into churches, breaking altars, crucifying people. Crucifying people. This actually did occur in Ukraine, by the way. The Azov Battalion crucified a Christian that they said was being too friendly toward Russia as the war broke out. Stu, the truth here is that Volodymyr Zelensky and his counterpart are the only leadership who follow Judaism outside of Israel. And I think the zealotry that's involved in Zionism has driven Zelensky. A lot of his backers, Igor Kolomoisky, for example, very, very rich oligarch, they've told this man to rise up and kill first. They've told this man to be brutal and also very shrewd with his money. Specific in this situation, Stu, they see Christianity as the enemy. My question is, why are we paying money when we're broke to a country that sees you and I as literal demons?
Well, I think I have an answer to that, actually. You mentioned ISIS. This was 100% a creation of the CIA. And then you have this homosexual actor, Volodymyr Zelensky, with 14 Ys at the end of his name. I think he adds one every quarter. He is also a puppet for the CIA. The 2014 coup that took place in Ukraine was all of the tactics that we were practicing there to then implement here in 2020, violence and, you know, an overthrow of a government. By whom? By the CIA. So look no further than our intelligence apparatus and the pedophilia cabal and the deep state right here in this country if you want somebody to blame. But you mentioned Israel. Now, that nation is in a major political crisis right now. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to carry out a major overhaul of that country's judiciary. So Israel currently has some of the most powerful judges in the world. Just like in America, judges have the power to nullify legislation or actions of the executive branch as unconstitutional. But unlike in America, the actual way that judges are picked is different. You see, there's a judiciary appointment committee, and not all members of it are chosen by the elected government. No, instead, many are pulled from the judiciary itself. So as a result, Israeli judges have veto power over their own replacements, which we don't have here in this country. And Israeli judges won't just rule laws unconstitutional. Instead, they've basically claimed the right to overrule any actions by the government that they want. One Israeli Supreme Court justice has even said the Supreme Court could override a government decision to declare war. So Prime Minister Netanyahu is trying to change all of that. And it makes it so that judges are controlled by the elected government. That might seem like a no-brainer, but it's also a power grab by Netanyahu himself. And it's caused absolutely gigantic protests in Israel. Right now, Netanyahu's defense minister has resigned after warning that the issue could fracture the country's military completely. Tens of thousands of people, it appears to be millions, look at these videos, this appears like millions and millions of people out in the streets like there should be here. There's barricades around Netanyahu's home. There's reports that at least a few protesters actually breached those barricades. One former prime minister says the country is in its biggest danger since Yom Kippur War 50 years ago. So why is all of this happening?
Well, Stu, I think it's happening because Israel right now, as the project, that started in 1948 with the Balfour Declaration's finalization, you know, when Israel became a state, 1948, the end result, they've always wanted to be a powerful authoritarian superpower. It's getting to the point now where they don't want any opposition. They want to have supreme control over their citizenry. They're actually treating their own people right now. They're gassing Jews in the street. That's not bombastic to say. That's literally the news, the facts right now. In order to control Tel Aviv, Benjamin Netanyahu sent his police out. They want to send the IDF out with the resignation of the defense ministry. He's having a hard time getting the IDF to back him. But he literally gassed Jews, his own people, to try to maintain order. The truth is, Stu, is that once again, the CIA has failed. The CIA has been using Israel as the way to wage war in the Middle East. The CIA backs funding, support, Iron Domes to F-35s, F-16s, F-15s. This past week, remember the latest attempt to drag you and I and our kids to war? Oh, Iran has attacked the bases of U.S. contractors in Syria, and Israel's ready. They're ready to help launch an invasion if we need to, Stu. Yeah. The truth is, the CIA, like Israel, has been run on blood. And right now, it's coming to a head. Benjamin Netanyahu has a choice, Stu. He can kill his own people to stay in charge and keep his nuke secret, or he's going to have to give in and potentially return the land to Muslim control, which, since Christ's crucifixion, Stu, that land has, for the majority of that time period, been ruled peacefully by Muslims,
yeah,
who, by the way, will never ban you and I from worshiping.
Sure, yeah, but now Israel wants to, and maybe that's another reason why things have flared up. You know, the fact that these parties, one of the parties in Netanyahu's coalition, actually introduced a bill that would ban Christian missionary activity in Israel. Netanyahu says that the bill won't pass, but maybe God is sending a message just because it was considered at all. I mean, you've been tracking this. It's obvious that the people of Israel don't want an out-of-control judiciary, yes, like we have here in the United States, but could it be that Israel is looking to criminalize the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I mean, there's literally a law to be enacted that will have you jailed should you mention our Lord and Savior.
Well, that's the thing. You mentioned this today, and I was thinking about this. It is true that we don't want an out-of-control judiciary, but specifically this latest initiative to take control of the government, to be able to control positions for appointments, it started actually with trying to strip citizenship from Israelis. The argument's always been that people that engage in terror attacks, and I'm against this. I don't think people engaged in terror attacks should maintain their citizenship in the country. Israel and the ultra-Orthodox majority behind Netanyahu were saying, well, okay, we want to move further than this. We consider Christians to be extremists too. The two separate issues are that the ultra-Orthodox group behind Netanyahu, the Torah party, these were going to do this separate than the law that's being passed to ban Christians. Specific to the judiciary actually wants to keep Israel in check. And I think this is a novel thing because I don't think most Israelis, one, they don't want to move there. Most Jews live outside of Israel. Two, they don't want to see Israel fall into another war like the Yom Kippur War. Who wants to live in a country constantly under siege? And they also can't claim it's because they're the victim in this case. Often, they are the aggressor. Benjamin Netanyahu is the author of the Iraq War. He was on Sean Hannity in 2000 trying to push for this war. They ended up coming after, of course, the 2001 9/11 attack and then 2003 an invasion. Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now in charge, is a criminal. And that's not my opinion. He was convicted of three separate charges, somehow found his way back into power. Now he faces the biggest survival challenge for Israel.
Yeah, found his way back in power at the hands of the CIA. So what we have going on in Israel right now, what with the barricades around Netanyahu's home, people trying to breach those, is we have the evidence that the government fears the people rather than the people fearing the government. I've got about 30 seconds left. How do you think this ends?
Well, I think it ends with Benjamin Netanyahu stepping down. Because, Stu, the other thing that's of interest here is it turns out, like in 2010, Barack Obama backed a movement to go against the right-wing government in Israel. It looks like the Biden administration may have done the same thing here. It's a very odd situation where the Biden administration, because they don't like Benjamin Netanyahu's alliance with President Trump, even though he betrayed him after J6, the big thing here would be the intervention of the West. If the West intervenes, Stu, there's a chance Netanyahu carries on or maybe is toppled. But I think Netanyahu is going to step down.
Yeah. You see people like this being propped up by the Fox News channel all the time. You know, the fake conservative media, the psyop that Fox is, Bibi Netanyahu, he's, you know, really based, very caring, you know, he's a central cog in what we need, you know, to be representative of Israel and the Holy Land and all of this. And you're right, he's an absolute criminal. Anybody that Fox News props up as a hero, you should definitely run the opposite direction. For looking into all of this and for being here today, thank you very much, Edward Saul. God bless you.
God bless you too, Stu.
Zelensky is on the record saying that he wants Ukraine to be the new Israel. Well, of course, everybody wants to be the new Israel. Unfettered access to hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars forever. It's your moral obligation to send them money forever. And if not, if you stop sending them money, then send us your American boys and girls to fight and die for this fake country. Protect yourself against that and, of course, a hedge against inflation. Get physical gold and silver. Call my good friends over at Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. You'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call Gold Co. and mention Stu Peters. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. Heavensharvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to heavensharvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at heavensharvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at heavensharvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to heavensharvest.com. Again, heavensharvest.com. So does anybody actually pay attention to the CDC's recommendations for COVID at this point? I mean, it's hard to imagine, but they're still releasing announcements like people are. Apparently, the FDA is planning to authorize yet another round of bioweapons or vaccine booster shots, this time for the elderly and high risk to protect them from the Omicron variant of COVID. It's all fake. Almost nobody's actually getting all of these boosters at this point, unless, of course, they're the most mentally broken liberal lunatic in a big city. But the FDA just keeps rolling the authorizations out anyways. It's criminal. Dr. Brian Artis is here to discuss this with us more. Dr. Artis, thanks a lot for coming. So obviously, the mass envenomation must continue by any means necessary.
Yeah, it appears so. That you saw the U.S. News report, the Wall Street Journal reporting that there's a push now for an Omicron-specific vaccine for the elderly and the immune-compromised, which is really quite disturbing, knowing since Stephanie Seneff last year was able to publish from the MIT, she's a professor there and an amazing researcher, she was able to publish that there's evidence that the mRNA injections are actually damaging alpha interferon and one interferon, which actually is implicated to fight all viruses and to help abate cancers from spreading throughout the body, both of which we have seen since these injections have actually been pushed on the masses, that there has been a suppressed immune reaction damaging the individuals who's received these shots, and it's increasing a massive amounts of cancer and enhanced COVID-19 disease process to ensue, which was actually published by the FDA before they ever introduced these shots. They said it was going to be a massive increase in vaccine-enhanced disease, which is what they were trying to vaccinate us against. And yes, this is absolutely an attempt to continue to envenomate through mRNA technology, supposedly, injuring people's immune systems and actually trying to keep us complicit in a massive racket that's been going on for the last 3 years, obviously.
A kill-off. And a genocidal level event. Dr. Judy Mikovits said that this is infection by injection. So obviously you agree.
Oh, I believe it's more than just that. I believe it's death, disease by injection also. And to your point also, imagine this. They reported also the U.S. News and the Wall Street Journal. They're reporting that 64% of Democrats are still willing to actually wear masks right now. And also continue to get vaccines as a preventative measure against COVID, whereas only 28% of Republicans share the same view. Stu, why is there such a massive difference? That's a massive difference. 40% of the population between these two parties within our one society are that indifferent against what they're calling a triple-demic, which is RSV, the flu, and COVID-19 right now. It's really quite disgusting. And I want to make this very clear. Last year, I was going around the country doing presentations in Capitol buildings, and we presented the FDA's website. Even last year in April of 2022, they stated on their website, and I showed all audiences, that there is no FDA-approved test to differentiate between that variants of COVID-19. So if they were going to put that on their website, immediately they took it down. We downloaded and saved it. But the fact that they even knew this, why are they continuing to promote various variants and their danger to society when we know it is published by researchers and scientists in our own countries that we respect and honor, like Stephanie Seneff and Dr. Judy Mikovits, that this is destroying the immune systems of individuals around the world? That is what we are seeing. It is massively deceptive. I know that people look at VAERS reports, but people need to start pulling the CMS.gov data. This is what the FDA said they were going to be reviewing every 7 to 10 days since the shots came out. They were going to be looking at CMS.gov, not VAERS, CMS.gov from October 22nd, 2020. This is where the reports of injuries from the shots are coming. And I'll give you a number. Do you know that was within CMS.gov? In September of 2022, we had pulled the numbers. There was already 7,000 elderly people in Texas alone who died within 14 days of getting their second Pfizer shot.
That's just one state, statistics you get from CMS.gov. One state, just Texas, within 2 weeks just of Texas. Getting their booster. And now they're naming these elderly people high risk and want to protect them from an Omicron variant. These are the easiest manipulated people. You know, you mentioned Democrats versus Republicans, 60 versus 20%, 60 Democrats in favor of masking, 20, only 20 among Republicans. Now, obviously, we know that Republican and Democrat are constructs. They're fake. They're meant to keep us divided and give us the illusion that we have some sort of a two-party representative government in a constitutional republic, which is a complete fallacy. It's totally fake. The Matrix was a documentary, not a movie. You know, I wonder about Republicans and these shots. You know, did they listen to the vaccine salesman, Donald Trump? Are these people who identify as Republicans, Trump supporters, are they running out and getting their fifth and sixth booster at this point?
It's really quite disgusting, but we're up at, they actually published this last week via a Kaiser survey that there has been an uptick of over 12% just in the Republican Party since December and getting the COVID-19 booster shots for Republicans. Yes, I do believe that this push, this introduction, this I've actually been very disgusted by the fact that anybody in leadership, even in politics, I don't care, Republican or Democrat at all, would actually open their mouth and say that these COVID-19 shots have actually stopped another Spanish flu from occurring. It's very, very deceptive. And anyone who is stating there is a public benefit to anybody getting these shots, I believe should not be trusted.
Yeah. People often ask me on Twitter or in Telegram, any of the various comments on the live broadcast that we're on right now, Rumble, StuPeters.com. People ask me, do you just hate everybody? I mean, are you for anybody? I cannot support anybody whose number one priority is not coming out and saying, these are not vaccines. These are a weapon. These are a patented weapon of biowarfare. They are a weapon of mass destruction. destroy them, collect, seize every single asset of Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca and incinerate the entire supply and then hold to account criminally those responsible for deploying it. There is not a law on the books in any state in this union, any federal law or regulation that allows for any party or any corporation or any entity to release a weapon of biowarfare on an unsuspecting public. There is no law. There is no immunity. The whole immunity, congressional immunity thing for Pfizer and Big Pharma in general is a psyop. And anybody who's talking about immunity is a part of that psyop. Do you agree?
I agree. Absolutely. I've actually been very shocked since our Watch the Water documentary, how many people wanted me to come on their shows to actually take their audiences through and explain my comments since December of 2021, when Donald Trump came out and said that his shots have saved hundreds of millions of lives around the world. And I quote, he said, he got us Remdesivir. That's a therapeutic that works. Yeah, I've had a problem ever since then. And yes, it does feel like a psyop. Yes, I have been invited to meet with him 5 times. I've actually said I would. He hasn't done it yet. Maybe we'll have a chance in Miami in May if he's going to show up there for the Reawaken tour where I'll be speaking. For the elderly, in conjunction with these shots, please, for the love of God, put faith in natural immunity. Just realize right now, all of you that are alive right now, I don't care what your age is, it's been 3 years you've been lied to. It's been 3 years you've been intoxicated, attempted to be envenomated, been vaccinated, and you're still alive. There's no threat right now that you need a vaccine to continue to survive. Stop buying that psyop. For the elderly, 60 years old and older in America and around the world who are watching this, we know, per Dr. Stephanie Seneff, and I'm not joking, I'm going to quote this, combined with the microRNAs in the COVID-19 shots, including this Omicron shot, they're about to push right now. There's what are called mRNAs, including MIR-148 and MIR-590. And these, along with the toxic spike glycoproteins that are venom-based spike proteins, she quote, and I quote, combined, they cause inflammation in the brain, which damages neurons. This inflammation, in turn, can contribute to a number of degenerative brain disorders. Please pay attention. I cannot tell you how many people report schizophrenia, hallucinations, psychosis, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's as a result of getting the COVID-19 shots. As soon as they get them, within several weeks to several months, they see massive cognitive decline. This has been published by one of the world's greatest researchers in all PubMed reviewed papers on mRNA damaging what's called type 1 interferon. I'm telling you, please stay warned. You do not need another shot. And thank God, even 54% of everybody who's got the original shots still believe they don't need a booster. And I will stay on your side. You've never needed one. You don't need one now for sure.
Yeah. If you are elderly, or if you have a parent or a grandparent that you love and care about, an aunt or an uncle, somebody who's in a assisted living facility, somebody that you have offered your home to, somebody that, you know, relies on you for good information, please, please save them. Do not allow these weapons of biowarfare to be injected into the people that you love and care about. Again, the entire supply needs to be seized. It needs to be immediately destroyed by incineration. Not another one of these vials should be left on the face of the planet. And everybody responsible for the narrative, calling them safe and effective vaccines, everybody who worked to deploy them on the American public and the world population needs to be held to account both civilly and, most importantly, criminally. We agree with that 1,000%. Please don't get one more of these shots. Dr. Brian Artis, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, we love you, brother. Thank you very much.
These are criminals doing crimes. You don't just wait for criminals to stop doing crimes. Like they're going to have some sudden attack of conscience and develop a system of morals and values and integrity. No, you go and you stop criminals with force if necessary, and then you arrest them and jail them or execute them. These criminals, just like every other criminal, will not stop until they are stopped. All right. Are you having a hard time losing weight? Do you think that your metabolism might be just weak or completely broken? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then you need to know about a 30-second morning habit that can put your metabolism into overdrive and help to trigger the fat loss of that stubborn fat that you can't get rid of, no matter how you diet and no matter how much you work out. Sculpt Nation, one of the fastest growing brands in the fitness industry, has launched a new and improved version of its best-selling thermogenic formula, Burn Evolved. Burn Evolved 2.0 has just hit the market, and it's now made with several research-backed and patented ingredients. Thousands of their customers are already raving about it. What's unique about Burn Evolved 2.0 is it works by activating certain receptors, which means that it helps your fat cells release that stubborn fat and use that fat for energy. It's a powerful mix of ingredients for anyone who wants to fire up their metabolism and keep their appetite under control while dieting and exercising. Simply take two capsules in the morning with a tall glass of water for a boost that will get you through most of the day with no crash and no jitters. Right now, my listeners can try Burn Evolved 2.0 for up to 50% off by visiting theshred.com/stew. It's a special limited-time offer, and it's backed by a lifetime money-back guarantee. It'll work for you, or they'll give you your money back, guaranteed. Just head over to theshred.com/stew. Again, theshred.com/stew.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Welcome back. So there are a lot of Christians in the world. We pray that that number is growing. We believe that it is. But there's only a handful of countries that actually still pass laws reflecting Christian teachings. One of those countries, though, is the Central African nation of Uganda. Uganda's legislature just approved a new law. That law criminalizes gay marriage and the homosexual lifestyle and imposes the death penalty for pedophiles. Yes, it's now illegal. It's a crime to be a depraved and demonic Hershey highway riding, pillow biting butt pirate. And if you touch our kids, we'll kill you. Perfect. Absolutely based. 100% awesome. Now, one purpose of this law, they say, is to decrease the epidemic of HIV, which is widespread in Uganda, just like much of Africa, thanks to weak immune systems and widespread traditional polygamy, among other factors. Another purpose, though, is simple. It's that the last thing that Uganda wants is for Western woke politics to pollute their country and society and completely destroy them in the way that it's completely destroyed America. Well, in response to Uganda's actions, the White House is retaliating sharply. They're threatening to revoke nearly $1 billion in financial, medical, and other aid in response to this bill. Yeah, so it turns out there's a legitimate reason that some people nickname the American regime's values as global homo. Simon Atiba is the White House correspondent for Today News Africa. Now, being a reporter in Africa means facing a lot more actual danger than any of the nonsense our own native reporters complain about. Those people get booted out of a press pool by Donald Trump and they act like it's fascism. Meanwhile, Simon Atiba has been attacked by pirates. He's had an AK-47 held to his head. He's been kidnapped in Nigeria. He's been dumped in the woods after a beating and left for dead. He's been detained in horrible prisons in Cameroon. So now here in our own country, in the free land of America, the Biden administration responds by treating him like a complete piece of garbage. He was recently in a tiff with White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, saying, no doubt accurately, that she and others in the White House look down on him for being black and not wealthy. Well, for that, he's getting kicked out of the White House Correspondents Association. He was recently on Tucker Carlson's show to talk about that. Take a look.
So the White House press secretary doesn't, despite the title, exist to convey information but to withhold it. And in this White House, the press secretary bans any reporter who asks real questions. And that includes, and it especially includes, a man called Simon Atiba. Simon Atiba is the most famous and we would say finest reporter in all Africa. And that means that Karine Jean-Pierre does not want to talk to him at all. She hasn't called on him in more than 4 months. Now the White House says that Karine Jean-Pierre will not meet with Simon Atiba until next year, which of course means never.
Simon Atiba joins us now to talk about that as well as Uganda's bill. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate you making the time for us.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Yeah. So your thanks for honest reporting and good question asking is you're no longer welcome here.
Yes, it's been really hard in the White House. All I'm trying to do is to ask questions and to do my job. And my questions are actually protected by the First Amendment, which protects, as you know, free speech, freedom of the press, association, and even the right to petition your government to seek redress. But when you do that in the Biden White House, you are being silenced and sidelined. And that's what has happened to me.
Yeah, Tucker said that you haven't been called on for nearly 4 months. They say, well, we'll just get back with you next year. Tucker insinuated that that means never. Do you agree with that?
That was 3 months ago. So I've not been called on in nearly 8 months by Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary. And for people who are watching or listening to us, in December 2022, President Biden held the second U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C. There were nearly 50 African leaders who were here in Washington, D.C., almost all the leaders in Africa. But even then, the person covering the White House for Africa, covering U.S.-Africa relations, wasn't called on by the press secretary.
Why are we shunning Africa like this?
I don't know. You know, the VPs in Africa, she just delivered a speech a few minutes ago. She's in Ghana. She's going to Tanzania. She's going to Zambia. So officially, you know, the first lady also returned from Africa. But officially, there are, you know, speeches and trips. But, you know, the respect is not there, especially because China is expanding. Russia is expanding in influence. And the U.S. seems to be playing catch up.
Yeah. Also, Bill Gates seems to do a lot of testing of his bioweapon injections in Africa, experimenting on Africans like they're pieces of garbage or lab rats. In addition to that, why is the United States' biggest export now homosexuality? Why are they so afraid to talk to you about this new law?
So, you know, I spoke to some Ugandan here in the U.S., and what they are telling me is, you know, there's genuine fear that, you know, what's taking place in the U.S. may actually end up in Uganda. As you know, Uganda is still a very religious and traditional country. And they believe that the marriage is between man and woman. They don't believe in, you know, transgender, especially when it comes to kids. And so the way they are trying to prevent that is by having this law. I'm personally open-minded. I believe that people, you know, have the right to be who they are, but, you know, they are seeing what is happening to children, the indoctrination, and, you know, they are taking actions. I don't agree with all their actions, but that's what is happening there.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you agree that a pedophile should be put to death. I mean, don't touch our kids, we'll kill you. I think that that's an incredibly based and awesome law to have on the books. I don't know why we don't have that law on the books here federally. As a nation, we're not a serious country.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, I'm against all crimes, you know, sexual crimes, assault and anything. And, you know, when it comes to children, it's sad what's going on. And children should be off limits.
Yeah, it would be better for you to have a millstone tied to your neck and drown in the depths of the sea if you do anything to knock these little ones off their pedestal. To hurt children is a huge offense in the eyes of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as well as God. This was written. This is a law that we should all be following. What do you think this is really all about, you getting kicked out of the press pool? Why do you think, what is the big picture here?
No, so the big picture is, you know, when you do your job, it's not just me, right? When there are a lot of people in the briefing room who ask tough questions, who are not being called by KJP. So if you do your job, if you ask serious questions about, you know, the question that the American people really care about, what happens to you is eventually you are sidelined. A lot of reporters in the room actually send you text messages and in private, but no one can really speak in public because they still want to be in the good books of the White House.
We have Chinese nationals coming through our southern border right now. We are arresting, you know, terrorists from Middle Eastern countries, allegedly, Pakistan and Iran. We're letting Latin Americans just come through here, and then we're rewarding them by giving them envelopes full of cash, free flights all over to the interior of our country. I mean, this is a bankruptcy level event for our country, which is already bankrupt, of course. And it's also a national security issue. We have a literal military invasion happening at our border. You, on the other hand, are an African national who has risked it all to be an upstanding and brave journalist. I mentioned some of the things that you've been through. Your thanks is get out. I mean, where are we as a country when this is how we're rewarding journalists and denying the people of Uganda and Africa as a whole your reporting and your question asking and your line of questioning when it comes to African-American relations?
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing really is what we focus on. We focus on U.S.-Africa relations. We are trying to strengthen those relations as China is expanding, and we are trying to do that with accurate and relevant information. So I'm actually the person that you should call on when the president is hosting 50 African leaders in Washington, D.C., when the first lady is going to Africa, when the vice president is right now in Africa, when the Secretary of State Blinken just returned from Africa. And when you don't do that, it shows disrespect, not just for me, but it also shows disrespect for the continent of Africa.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. How are you going to respond? What are you going to do now?
So I have a couple of actions. My lawyer will write the WACA, which is the White House Correspondents Association, because they are not allowed to discriminate against someone based on where they come from, what they sound like, what they look like, what gender they are. They are supposed to accept people who, satisfy their rules and regulations. And I fully satisfy that. I've not done anything else in my life. 2 degrees in journalism. I've done only journalism. As you said, I've been arrested, kidnapped, you know, with a gun to my head, dumped in the woods. But, you know, I became a better person. And I think that what's going on in the White House is officially President Biden says, you know, his administration is for the little guy. I'm the little guy in the White House. Oh, see, if you can take care of me, if you can allow me to do my job, ask my questions, and just write my stories. And then what you are doing a disservice to the American people and to American allies in Africa.
Yeah, I mean, we have a mentally ill Richard, Dick, Rachel Levine that's getting shoved down our throats as, you know, this is normal. This is a mentally ill man dressing as a woman. Oh, don't forget, also in the Biden administration, the kleptomaniac cross-dressing freak show that's stealing purses at the Minneapolis airport. This is shoved down our throat relentlessly. No, accept these people. You have to. If you don't, it's a crime. You could go to jail. It's a hate crime. You cannot speak up. You'll get kicked off the internet if you talk unfavorably about these people, these sick, ill, mentally ill people. Also, we're having systemic racism shoved down our throat nonstop. There is a war on blacks. That's what the White House says. What they're doing to you, aren't they participating in that themselves?
So I used to have a friend, he passed away in 2022. And he used to be one of the greatest pastors in Nigeria. And he was having a YouTube channel that had millions of people. And one day he talked about homosexuality, quoting the Bible. And what YouTube did was to ban him. So he's like trying to silence people who have a different opinion and who have the freedom to exercise their religious belief. And so it's happening everywhere, even in the White House. I believe that racism, you know, the way they say, you know, the right and conservative and the Republicans, they are the racists. I'm being discriminated against in the White House, the Biden White House, the Democrat are in power. And so when I see it, I realize that, you know, it's false to believe, to claim that people on the right, they are the racist, they are the bad guy, they are the bigot, you know, any word that you can use. I've seen it. I'm an example of that. And I can say that, you know, all those claims are false.
Yeah. We're at war against evil. That's what this is. This is a war of good versus evil. This is 100% a spiritual war, an attack on Christianity. Thank you so much for being here. We hope that you sue the hell out of them and that you're very successful. Simon Atiba, have a great day.
Thank you for having me.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So there is an injection, there's a pill, there's a poison for everything. That's how this works. You see, these doctors are basically paid prostitutes for big pharma. So you present with certain symptoms. Oh, your child isn't paying attention in class. He has behavioral issues. Let's put him on meth. How about methylphenidate? How about clonidine, Ritalin, Adderall? Poisoning your child's brain, we beg you, please stop doing that. Seek a natural remedy. Try CBD. You have nothing to lose, really. CBD is derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth, and the CBD company that I choose to do business with is Curable. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. You can source all of the hemp. You're not getting any pegylated lipid nanoparticles or weapons of mass destruction in the CBD that you might find coming from China at the corner store in the ghetto. Try Curable, plus you get 20% off site-wide on everything that Curable has to offer when you use the promo code STU. That promotion runs at least through the end of March, so make sure that you get there ASAP. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU when you go to Curable.com.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
So we live in the empire of lies, as we like to say on this show. More and more people are realizing that this regime will lie to you about pretty much everything, especially things that can destroy your life. They lie about wars. They lie about the injectable bioweapons being safe and effective vaccines. They lie about lockdowns. They lie about masking. They lie about inflation. They lie about transgenderism and all of the catastrophic medications and surgeries that they use to treat it. But they also lie about more basic things related to your physical safety, as we've seen in East Palestine. Now, you might think that you're safe if you're far away from Ohio, but are you? Well, a new report on EPA data finds that chemical accidents in the United States are happening at a rate of 1 every 2 days, or nearly 200 a year. The first 7 weeks of this year, chemical accidents have been happening at a rate of 1 every day and a half. This includes everything from train derailments and truck crashes to pipeline leaks and industrial plant disasters. Now, of course, not all of these accidents are as bad as East Palestine, but of course, our own government desperately downplayed how bad that leak was. They said it was no big deal, no damage done, just go on ahead and go back, drink the water, it's safe. Well, now it's turning out that huge amounts of dioxins are in the soil, poisoning the landscape and anything that lives there. So how can you trust them for any of the other disasters? Well, of course you can't. So the best strategy for like any disaster is to be prepared ahead of time. And one of the easiest ways to be ready for a disaster is to have a quality air purifier in your home. That's where Mike Dillon comes in. You can get his no-filter air purifiers at filtersuck.com. That's because filters suck. Make sure to check it out, filtersuck.com. Mike Dillon joins us now. Mike, thanks a lot for being here.
What's going on, Stu? Yeah, I think the last thing I'd want to do right now is hop on a train anywhere. If they gave me a free round trip, I don't care where it's going.
Yeah, a train or a plane or even being on the freeway next to tanker trucks, anywhere near a refinery, anywhere near a food processing plant or manufacturing facility. These seem to be the top terror targets of our own uniparty global terrorist unit, which is referred to as the government.
Oh, absolutely. And I always tell them, you know, the government, those who don't govern SHI, you know what, they're not governing a whole lot. But speaking of food processing plants, we have a lot of the plants that actually are using photocatalytic oxidation. They're using our technology to be able to remove not only bacteria, viruses, molds. Now you have to worry about the aerosol attacks. And like you just said, every 2 days we're dealing with a new accident that's happening. 100 miles, 1,000 miles, I don't think anybody's safe. The PCO technology that's inside of the Triad Air Whole Home V3 covers up to 3,000 square feet. Obviously, if anybody doesn't know, with no filters, that's why we named it filtersuck.com. There is no better time to protect your family with using the Triad technology, whether you're using the wearable, which you know is probably one of my favorites. I've seen you on the plane. I know the one time you didn't use it, when you went to Florida, you got sick as a dog. You can either strap it to a necklace, wear it with the lanyard. But what's really simple is you just put this in the living room, dining room, in your workplace. You put it on a bookshelf, put it 3 or 4 feet off the ground. It will do up to a 3,000 square foot home. You're in a car. Anybody that's near East Palestine or anywhere where there's trail derailments or just being stuck in traffic, that's where we have the Go. The Go is the newer technology. This is battery operated, can also be plugged in, good for rooms up to 150 to 200 square feet. I don't know if I ever sent you one of these. You're going to have to try this out because I know you do a lot of stuff on the weekends. I know a lot of the guys that go hunting, they love throwing this little guy in their gym bag to deodorize any of the scents that you have inside of your clothes.
So funny that you say that, because that's exactly what I used it for. You didn't send me any. No, I ordered three of them. Oh, no, I ordered four of them. One for the teachers at the schools for each of their two classrooms. This is a gift. Hey, this will help protect us against COVID. You know, that's what you tell them. And in fact, what you're doing is protecting the children that you care about from all of the viral shedding that the boosted teachers are doing. But yes, I did throw it in my hunting bag and use that to descent the clothing that I was going to sit in the deer stand with. So,
one of the great parts about you know, with what we do is getting to share with you not only the testimonies that we get from, you know, all over the world, but specifically, you know, the young adults, 19 to 24 year olds that just got back from spring break and said, oh my gosh, you know, when I went home, my mom handed me one of these minis for the dorm room. We plugged it in and oh my gosh, my headaches that we were getting from the shedding symptoms is absolutely fantastic. And for people who don't understand our technology and really what we're doing is we're able to take small particles. So inside of here, you can see we've got some smoke inside of there. We're just using a simple needlepoint negative ionizer with an ion antenna, creating almost like a bipolar ionization. Watch how quickly when I turn on those two antennas, it starts to synergistically vibrate the air at a rate of speed quicker than the eye can see. And what it's doing is it's grabbing all of those particles that are airborne and it's removing them from your breathable airspace. It's dropping it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. So you are doing this anytime you wear a shield around your neck, you plug in the large machine that'll do your entire home. Or if you're using the dorm room, single bedroom, great for basements. I love them for the campers and RVs, especially for mold. Or you're using it with the ones that you sent to the schools, you know, for the kids to protect them from COVID. It is absolutely fantastic, you guys. At filtersuck.com, I wanted to be able to do something special for everybody doing spring break. I can't emphasize this enough. We don't get enough time to really dive into the technology. But 50% of all illnesses are caused or aggravated by polluted indoor air. And that was a statistic about 17 years ago. And like, if you think things have gotten better with train derailments and dioxin gas and chemtrails, I don't think it's getting any better. There's no better time to breathe clean air. Anybody that goes on for the rest of the month, if they buy the large system, do not put anything in your cart other than the large machine. If you go into the note section, you guys can pick not one, but two free gifts. You just say what you want. If you want to do the Go, the Mini, or if you guys want to do the shield, on our checkout page, you use the promo code STU, buy the large machine for your whole house. We're going to send you not one, but two free gifts. You just put in the note section what two free gifts you want. I can't think of a better way to go into March Madness. FAU, come on, world. FAU, if you guys haven't been watching, that's about 15 minutes from our clinic here in Boynton.
Well, good. Are you cheering for them then?
No.
Yeah, I'm not a hoops guy. I don't know. I just can't do hoops because I know that these kids right now, they're in college. They have something to play for. They actually still play defense because they want to get to the NBA. But then when they get to the NBA, 100% of them turn into thugs. And
it's all offense. It's just nothing but shooting.
Yeah, well, and they're thugs. They're gangbangers. And then they go into the club and they get drunk and they shoot themselves and do all kinds of illegal street drugs. It's terrible. Anyways, so this we originally talked to Mike Dillon about because of the viral shedding, which is absolutely very important. You don't want this nanotech getting into your blood. So obviously anything that you can do to help yourself against that. But like you said, also mold. And then all of these issues that are happening with train derailments and truck crashes and tankers exploding, you know, all the accidents. Make sure that you're protected. Filtersuck.com, two free gifts. Put it in the notes section when you use the promo code STU at filtersuck.com. Mike Dillon, thanks a lot for being here. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. God bless.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
So it's been almost, what, a year now that we've been talking about these brain supplements from Newtopia, 100% legal, totally safe, non-addictive brain supplements that put you on your mental A game. Your top cognitive level performance can be experienced and achieved by using these brain supplements from Newtopia. They're nootropics supplements. You can do the research on these nootropics. Go to nootopia.com/Stu. If you want to be a better business owner, a better boss, a better C-level executive or entrepreneur, a better homeschooling mom, how do you handle mis- and disinformation? Are you busting through distractions with ease? Are you as creative and driven, as focused as you would like to be? Maybe the answer is no. Maybe you don't know how much better you could be. Actually, the focused savagery is my favorite. Many of you took my word for it. You tried it. We ran them out of it because you loved it so much. Now it's back. Focus savagery. Go to nootopia.com/Stu. Again, nootopia.com/Stu. By the way, use promo code StuPeters10 at checkout for free shipping and 10% off at nootopia.com/Stu. So I mentioned on Friday that I may be headed to Collier County. That's now confirmed. I'm going to Naples, Florida this Wednesday. I'm going to be gathering with others at Seed to Table. That's Elfie's place in Naples. I am there to rally support behind brave county commissioners, men of God, who are looking to introduce an ordinance that will get rid of these bioweapons, that will call them what they are, weapons of biowarfare, and then get rid of them. These are brave men. I'm going there to support them, 100%. So I'll be with Elfie at Seat at the Table, along with several others. I would invite you to come down if you're in the area. If you're not in the area, get to the area. Again, I'll be at Seat at the Table this Wednesday, about 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure that you're there. I'll also be out on Thursday because I'll be returning from Naples. And then on Friday is my birthday. I'm taking the day off. So I will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Paul Harrell will be here. Always great content on the Stu Peters Network. Go to StuPeters.com. Tomorrow, shots fired with Deanna Lorraine. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.